Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn Audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Today, I am joined by CEO of Jedox, Florian Winterstein. What a pleasure to continue to have a great lineup of guests here on the show, coming to share their thoughts, sharing their opinions. And today's show is also special because we will be unveiling the top 10 priorities for CFOs in 2024. But before we get into the show, I just wanted to give Florian an opportunity to introduce himself. So Florian, why don't you just give a brief introduction?
Hello, everyone. Good morning to Europe. I'm right now in Australia, so good morning to everyone. And good afternoon, good evening to those here on the Eastern Hemisphere. Yeah, it's fantastic to be with you. We know us since long, Anders. Really appreciate your thought leadership in here. I run Jedox since good 5 years. My history is all in the IT space, growing companies that support value creation at our customers. And of course, I'm fully into the priorities of the CFO. So thanks for giving me this opportunity to share and discuss thoughts on what you see in the market and what we see in the market, and to make the world a bit richer to that content. This can.
Great. Really looking forward to this, Florian. Today's show is sponsored by Jedox. Jedox is the world's most adaptable planning and performance management platform. They help companies succeed with their planning needs. And we've also left a link to an ebook they've written on scenario planning. You can go to today's article to download that. I'll also leave a link to it in the comment section on the event page after the show here. So do definitely check that out. So today we'll talk about the top 10 priorities for CFOs in 2024. And of course, you know, as any top 10 list, there are lots of thoughts and opinions and ideas about this. So this is our list. And I'm sure you could add 10 more priorities to this because the CFO is never short of priorities. But let's dig into it. So 2024 is around the corner and it's time for CFOs to evaluate their progress and to try to start to look ahead for 2024. And as I said, you know, the list of priorities feels like it's never getting shorter, yet it does evolve over time. So in this show today, we give our view on these top 10 priorities for CFOs in 2024. I think the starting point should always be an external view of the world. What's the current situation and what are the challenges that the economies are facing? We've been riding a wave of inflation and fast rising interest rates. Now this wave is slowly dying down, albeit, you know, settling at a new level, at least for now. And the question is if we are facing a recession or if you can ever talk about normal, growth levels sort of will turn. I think right now, and I'm also curious to hear Florian just a little bit later, you know, where does he kind of think we stand right now? But, you know, political instability seems to be the norm in most regions of the world. If it's war or superpower tensions or internal political turmoil, it's surely not helpful for companies to plan their activities for 2024. Nonetheless, the challenges are the challenges, right? And CFOs must face these together with the management team and, of course, the finance team and try to devise concrete answers to these challenges. So this leads us to our list of top 10 priorities, and I'll just mention them here, and then we'll get Florian's take on these as well. So it's not necessarily from top to bottom and prioritized, but some of them probably are more important than others. Number one is to manage the next normal. We don't really know what's coming. We only know that something is coming that's different from what we came from, right? And the CFOs really need to be able to manage this. Strategic leadership, always a highly sought after quality in CFOs. Driving growth, that's what companies are there for. Bring debt levels down. Debt has become a lot more expensive, so probably good to bring that down. Generative AI, I think we've all heard the buzz, and we've just had, you know, a huge series here on the Hashtag Finance Master Show about AI and finance and accounting, and we also spend a lot of time discussing generative AI there. Tackle ESG reporting, something we've also talked a lot about on this show here. And this is not going away. So we'll definitely need more on that. Close the talent gap. The finance function is evolving and companies are evolving and talent is scarce and the war for them is fierce. So how do we manage that? Get on top of data. Finally, I'm not sure if that ever goes away as a priority, but it doesn't seem like companies in general have solved that challenge yet. Better financial planning, you know, visibility is poor. all we can do is try to plan better. And finally, cross-functional collaboration. So not just sitting in finance, but actually trying to branch out to other functions. So Florian, what do you think of this list? Do you kind of agree to these priorities, or do you have anything to add to it?
Yeah, look, Anders, I mean, how can I disagree? I think there are very rich thoughts, and I think that these 10 probably cover already a lot on of what is out there, even if the list is never complete, right? So what I would say is that clearly the challenges out there are multidimensional, right? Which is exactly working in a complex context. I mean, when I listen to your framing up front, so in the around the global context, that what I would state is a probably a bit an obvious, but in my eyes, always a pretty good principle, right? When we look at these challenges, I think that successful companies deal simply better with those and turn those into opportunities. And I think that is important. So when I look at the concrete list, so to pretty precisely answer your question, the first three, so manage the next normal, strategic leadership, drive growth, for me sounds, of course, being a bit beyond, so include, but being beyond a sole CFO responsibility and simply general exec responsibilities, in particular in times where the uncertainty continues or even increases, as you lined it out pretty good, right? So with that said, I think that in priority, that probably points to the 10th, to the last one, cross-functional collaboration, I would strongly up to the exec team, right? So a strong alliance across functions and across exec peers is so important to drive these three upper priorities. When I then look further into the CFO core competencies, I think I would probably say drive sustainable finance, which is exactly the adaptability to any next normal or new normal, and strategic risk management comes up to mind, right? And on the fourth one, if you allow, I would probably even open that a little bit up. So my three cents on bring debt levels down is to interpret that towards a general cost management and optimization and driving efficiencies, which is then not so single dimensional as just reducing the debt levels. As you mentioned, interest rates are already on a downward trend. Hopefully this continues. But I think even if they meet a lower level, there is still general cost management and efficiency drivership and so on there is a need for. So yeah, that is my thoughts on these 10. Mm-hmm.
No, that's really great to hear, Florian. And I agree that, you know, successful companies, they simply manage these global challenges better. You know, every year in Denmark, we have this, you know, list of growth companies based on how they have grown in the last 4 years. And one of the highest growing companies in the past 4 years in Denmark, they're selling heating pumps. And of course, you know, with the whole energy crisis, with the gas issues here in Europe, suddenly heating pumps were very popular. And they have just been riding that growth rate, right? So if you're prepared for that, if you're prepared to actually, you know, retool your approach, retool your strategy and really ride these waves, you can actually get a lot of successful business out of that, you can say. But speaking of companies, Brian, I mean, you're in Australia today. I mean, we met in London in March earlier this year, and you travel a lot and you meet a lot of customers. So well, what are some of the challenges or priorities you hear from them?
Yeah. I mean, I like the heat pump example because it points to adaptability, right? There is a reason why we call our FP&A planning, budgeting, forecasting solution the most adaptable platform in this enterprise performance management space. But I mean, that what is overall, irrespective, and I mean, I came in from Singapore, so all over the world, what I hear is that the uncertainty kind of continues and that to that degree, predictability is becoming increasingly difficult, but even more important, right? So sounds contradictory, but I think shows a bit the dilemma we are in. So when I now pick on better financial planning, that is what I hear a lot, but maybe it's not spoken out so concretely, but in center, it means in evolving standards, right? So to a degree of driving innovation into FP&A, into the finance department, which is then exactly adopt faster techniques, adopt towards the users and towards the talent. So there is an aspect of talent gap, a step up necessity for talent and skill sets, really make use out of the digital innovation. And what I also hear is speed and sense of urgency. So it's much related to conversations that I have where a topic really like quoting is, I need to get on top of the data. I need to make something out of the data. So I think CFO finance departments must be set up for success in a way to be faster able to predict on probably an 80% accuracy, right? So it's this faster, maybe it's not 99% accuracy, but it's being faster on an accuracy that allows to immediate insights, adaptability, as said, and really near and real time decisions, which then makes the difference to competition, right? And in the same moment, the accuracy needs to be on a level that allows to decide in confidence and to move forward in confidence. So I think to sum it up, a lot of uncertainty out there, and therefore to get on top of it, to act ahead of the curve, which means to be faster and to decide on a level that has confidence, but is probably not utmost correct to that degree. Mm-hmm.
No, I think those are great insights, Florian. And in many, many aspects, I mean, what we're seeing today is really just continuing trend from the days of COVID, right? Which really heightened this need for better financial planning, more, let's say, you couldn't really look into the future because things were evolving in a space we hadn't really experienced it in 100 years. But still, you know, finance teams, FP&A teams, and other teams around the business, they needed to do something. And I think the companies that have, let's say, continued that instead of having a sort of a let up and saying, oh, now it's over, we can get back to normal. There is just no normal, right? That's why we're into this next normal instead of a normal, because there's always something new coming at us and we just have to adapt fast to it and hopefully develop some core capabilities that will enable us to do that rather than always sort of running behind the curve, right?
Yeah, I think, look, when you, I mean, the point to the pandemic is a good one, right? Because, I mean, a lot of things happen on prediction and data models and correlation of data. But I think the pandemic and such rather extreme and to some degree more unforeseeable results exactly show that these more statistical models are kind of outdated and outmoded and not overly helpful, right? So it's really about identifying the driver of the business and get on top of those. This is what we feel. And I think this is on one hand side the challenge. So it makes also in our market a difference in terms of competition and differentiation. But in the same moment, especially the most modern techniques, which are lots of buzzwords around, but they can help if they are turned into really tangible solutions that are real and go beyond the typical, let's say, marketing bluff. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, we'll go back to you a little bit later, Florian. We'll just try to take a quick deep dive on these priorities and just to give a bit more context to it. I mean, as I said, you know, making a top 10 list is never an exact science, and they're of course debatable. But let's dig into these top 10, just to give some more reasoning why we chose some of these. Managing the next normal. I mean, no one, not even the CFO, can predict the future accurately, right? The only thing we can be certain is that the world keeps changing. And the next normals, which I mentioned was defined by McKinsey, will keep hitting us. That's why it's important for CFOs to build agility and resiliency in everything that's being done in the company. So, of course, also beyond finance, like you mentioned, Florian. Strategic leadership, business models transform at a pace never seen before. Currently, there's a massive green energy transition happening, and the kind of X as a service is hitting more and more industries by the year. That's why CFOs need to drive the strategy conversations in the company. Help the management team make the right choices. They will be worth trillions if you consider a global scale. Driving growth, the economy is kind of at a crossroads. Depending on who you ask, you might be hit by a recession or back to normal growth scenarios in 2024. This comes on the back of 1.5 years of cost pressures from inflation and now high interest rates. As far as I mentioned, they have maybe subsided a little bit, but compared to where they were 2 or 3 years ago and then a decade before that, it's definitely a different environment. Smart CFOs don't crumble under the pressure, though, but find great ways of growing through business model transformation, mergers, acquisitions, and so on. Debt levels, I mean, there's no such thing as free money, or so we thought for the past decade. Money has been as good as free, and debt levels have risen in companies across the world. I'm just looking at my own mortgage, and actually I'm paying a negative 0.33 interest rate on my mortgage, which is kind of insane when you consider what mortgages are, right? But that's the kind of place where investors were at just a few years back. And it's time for companies to really manage their debt levels because the free lunch is over. Refinancing comes at a steep cost, of course, so it's probably better to also free up cash to pay down these loans. Continue digital transformation with generative AI. I think many can probably say that 2023 was the year of generative AI. Many companies have already experimented with different solutions. CFOs might have been hesitant to start using them at large, though, citing concerns over data protection and confidentiality. However, there's no two ways around experimenting and understanding how it can benefit the company and the finance team. This should continue in 2024, and hopefully, with major software players implementing these tools in their standard solutions, it'll be easier for CFOs to adopt them. Tackling ESG reporting. ESG is becoming very, very real for many companies in 2024, with CSRD, the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, coming into effect in some markets at least. No more beating around the bush or down-prioritizing these efforts. Now it's becoming a must, and our data shows that 50% of finance teams oversee ESG reporting. Not only do CFOs need to tackle the reporting requirements, but they should also make ESG a part of the strategy conversation. And I wanted to just add here, because we did a customer day with Jedox back in September in Copenhagen and had most Danish companies there. And honestly, when we asked them, are you ready for this? Are you following any standards today? The answers were kind of lackluster and very few actually being ready and most just searching for answers. So this is going to be a very interesting space to follow in 2024. Close the talent gap. So as the world and work are transforming, so has the need for capabilities in the finance function. Transactional work has been automated. Analytics have been tamed, and our analytics has have tamed the big data, and business leaders are demanding insights close to real time to manage the company. CFO and the finance team, you know, they need to deliver on this upskilling in data and analytics, as well as the more human skills, influence, communication, relationship building, and self-leadership. And forget about hiring your way to success. There's a huge scarcity of talent in this space. Doesn't mean you can't hire, but you definitely need to think about developing your people too. Getting on top of data, when we ask finance teams, most still cite data as one of their primary issues. They struggle to produce good data that can be used for solid analysis. This problem has been a constant for more than a decade, maybe even longer. The question is if the perfect data situation even exists, and I think Florian also spoke to this, right? So rather than chasing perfect data, CFOs should be comfortable with imperfect data. And the fact that they'll often only get 70 to 80% right, which is by all means better than not being at the table at all. Whether CFOs can finally crack their data challenges or settle for less, it certainly remains a top priority for CFOs. Better financial planning, going down the list here. In a volatile world, financial planning and analysis only increases its importance in companies across the world. Management wants visibility into the future, no matter how limited it may be. It's now a requirement to build machine learning models that can predict future outcomes accurately, leaving FP&A teams more time to interpret the results and conduct action planning. And finally, improving cross-functional collaboration. Staying on the topic of better financial planning, it should be a top priority for CFOs to move to more integrated business planning setup in 2024. This will not only improve the planning process, but also foster and much-needed cross-functional collaboration between all teams in the company. If you truly want to beat competition, you cannot work in silos. You must come together and act on what's best for the company overall. Delivering on these priorities obviously will be a massive challenge, and the whole finance team should get involved. And it's also likely that individual CFOs will have to cut the list down to just 3 or 4 must-win battles. So Florian, I mean, if you had to pick one, you know, which of these priorities do you think poses the biggest challenge for CFOs in 2024?
Yeah, good one. I think it's a bit of a hidden one that stands behind quite some of them. As you are asking for challenges, I mean, it is what a CFO probably stand most for, to be frank, to make it very simple, which is finally P&L impact, right? And you can almost take at minimum half of those, but let's pick, for example, ESG, because I think that is pretty prominent, right? So I have literally no conversation with execs at this point in time without this topic. So it's really burning. And I feel exactly as you say, it's kind of on a tipping point where some companies already did something, but some have still quite some work ahead of them and need to do something. So it's really right now the time to do it, maybe not wrong, maybe even right, or to do it really smart as a CFO, right? So what I want to say is, why is so much on the pure ESG requirements and fulfillment and a lot on reporting and so on? Why not right now linking ESG towards the balance sheet, right? For making a financial impact beyond these pure reporting obligations, because I think that is then really meeting a duty and the value creation here, right? So really linking all the data that are collected, not for the sole purpose, but for the purpose of making an impact to the health of the organization. And by that, of course, from a role perspective, become a business partner and kind of drive what I would call integrated finance, right? And ESG is just an example here. So the challenge to that degree, to rephrase it, is to integrate these topics to the P&L and to the health of the company, right? So really draw this link, to make that link impactful, to make it repeatable and everything that then drives a sustainable function. Hope this makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. I was going to say, I love that because, you know, if you only get stuck in the reporting challenge, then it's not going to be a nice 2024 and 2025 when we actually have to report on it, right? It's just, we have to have some value creation there in the mix as well. Otherwise, it's going to be a real pain and a real tough challenge to solve. So I really like that.
To the basic principle, right? So you need to see the opportunity in these challenges. And I think this is then doing it right in a smart way.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. Just in the interest of time, we're just going to progress a little bit here, Florian. We'll have a few questions for you at the end as well. So what should CFOs actually do next? I mean, I think now is a great time to take stock of where you are on these priorities. You know, some you'll have progressed in 2023 and perhaps even before that. Whereas others, you'll be starting almost from scratch. Speaking of EST, for instance, knowing your starting point, though, will give you a great point of departure. So next, maybe discuss these priorities with your team and with the CEO and other management team members. Be sure to align these with the overall company priorities. No one wants to see finance just going off on a tangent. We really need to make sure we align. It's also important that we don't prioritize in a vacuum and then work towards supporting the overall company's direction. So as you involve the team, have them work on how they can get involved. Identify key talent that could lead some of these priorities, as they'll be great development opportunities and you'd want your best people working on them. Also, make tough choices about what you won't do or what not to do. CFOs are never short on priorities, and a list of 10 items is likely too much to tackle even so. But these are the 10 top priorities for CFOs in 2024. So, you know, of course, also curious to hear from the audience, we'll just turn to Florian first. I mean, you know, are these the right ones or you think we should be different? We talked about that. You know, how is the finance team in your company delivering on this? And are you ready in these areas or you don't know what to do? I mean, I think those are probably the important discussions to have right now. But Florian, if you were to give any concrete advice to share with CFOs and senior finance leaders to deliver on some of these priorities in 2024, what would that be?
I mean, to keep it short, it is really keep your back free with the right set of digital tools for integrated finance, for ESG, as we said that. And so it's a bit of composing like a digital twin of your company. And this is what we stand for, where we are able to help. So I think this is then to deal with the next normal.
Perfect. And, you know, what's the top 1, 2, 3 priorities so for Jedox for next year? I mean, that's, of course, for overall company, not just for finance. But what are some of these priorities, if you can share?
Yeah, I mean, we are both sided, right? On one hand side, we are software and product companies. So clearly, product development, technological leadership is really in the core and in our DNA. So it's really about a deeper integration of more use cases, of tangible outcome of all AI, natural language processing, ChatGPT. So we have tangible outcomes there. So everyone here on the call, every of our customers can start with that. It is real. It is not a marketing bluff. So that's number one as a product company. But then we are also, of course, customer centric, right? We are not smarter than others. We are where we are because we listen to customer, we listen to our partners, we listen to the market. So it's really that what I mentioned with the digital twin. We want to give a Jedox solution in your hand that simulates the business of our customers and our partners. And by that, allow the CFOs, but also other teams cross-functional to get on top of the data, to simulate without damage the enterprise, right? That is what a digital twin allows for. Scenario planning, driver planning, and by that decide in more confidence and faster as the competition. These are our key priorities for 2024.
Very cool to hear, Florian. So if you had to cut the list of 10 down to 3, what would be your 3 ones you wanted to pick there?
Drive growth to the sake of the business, make use out of AI and most modern techniques, and as talent is always imperative, close the talent gap.
Great. We have a few minutes left. So if someone in the audience wants to come up and either share perspectives on these top 10 priorities or ask questions to Florian, now is a great time to raise hands. I think we'll bring Kwasi up on stage here.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to commend you for the great work you are doing. I've really learned a lot. I'm doing a program on business intelligence, and you have helped me with one of my assignments. I'm just saying grateful, and you're doing a great work. So I'm yielding the mic to you. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Always great. I think I can see Marie coming up here as well. So we'll just bring Marie up as the final speaker on stage. Marie, welcome. Feel free to share perspectives or ask questions.
Thank you. Yeah, I loved what Florian said about, you know, integrating the balance sheet into ESG, because sometimes, you know, we've got the things that we've got to do, we don't get any kind of benefit as a company. So to actually integrate it with your balance sheet, I thought that was a really, you know, great insight. So yeah, I just thought I'd share that. Thank you.
Great stuff. Thanks for that, Marie. We're at the end of today's show. I mean, it's been amazing having you here, Florian, hearing your insights, hearing what your customers are saying, and also hearing a bit about your priorities for next year. So really, thanks a lot for being here today. And of course, thanks a lot to Kwasi and Marie coming up here on the stage at the end. I appreciate it's a bit challenging always when you can't come up in the middle of everything. And thanks a lot to Jedox for sponsoring today's show. Really, really appreciate that as well. So Florian, thanks a lot, and thanks everyone else.
Thank you, Anders.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?